Today on JSecular Live, more support for Pastor Youssef. There's so many
wars. Live from Washington, D.C., JSecular Live.
Egypt is failing, and now you have not only the Islamists, but the armed forces, financed heavily by the United States, plowing into crowds of cops who are having a perfectly peaceful demonstration.
The danger that the Coptics now see is that in moving away potentially from a secular government to one that may be dominated, if not by the Muslim Brotherhood itself, by its friends and allies, would leave them in a very difficult position.
This is a clear case of absolute lack of religious toleration.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The Iranian worldview, Israel is only the little Satan. America is the great Satan, and America is the ultimate prize in the Iranian worldview. So carrying out this attack, and what a bold, brazen plot. It shows they do not fear us, and the outstretched hand we've extended to them has been slapped away time and time again. They see the so-called Arab Spring, the unrest in the Middle East, as a divine signal from Allah that their time is at hand. The bullseye is squarely on the U.S.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey everyone, welcome into the broadcast. Stan Bennett actually coming to you from our studios here in Washington, D.C. We'll be joined momentarily by Jordan. Jay will be joining us as well later in the broadcast. Listen, couple of things right off the top here. First of all, we want to talk to you if you want to join the broadcast. Call 1-800-684-3110. Got a lot to get to today. I do want to talk briefly about the GOP debate from last night. Some good developments there. We heard some strong points from Governor Romney. Governor Perry, again, maybe the debates aren't his forte, but he was again at front stage. You saw Herman Cain there in the center of the table for the first time as he has been rising in the polls. But I want to focus here just for a couple of minutes on some updates in Pastor Youssef's case. As you know, we've been really calling on you all to join in this fight for Pastor Youssef's life. We have been pressuring Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to take a more active role, to not just condemn the Iranian actions in this case, but to also call for an immediate and full release. We're seeing some major progress. Just in the last 10 minutes, folks, Congressman John Lewis, one of the liberal giants of the House of Representatives, one of the real civil rights leaders from the 50s and the 60s, he joined this letter. He joined with Congressman Joe Pitts, Congressman Heath Shuler, in calling on the secretary to take a more active role. We're up to 58 signers on that letter. That is due to your participation, to your signing our petition, to you calling your members of Congress, asking them to engage on Pastor Youssef's behalf. And listen, these developments that we've heard over the last couple of days about this Iranian plot to target, to carry out a terror plot, targets here in Washington, D.C., this really elevates this case, and it gives the secretary a perfect opportunity to engage again, because she today, as we speak, is having conversations, having meetings with the Swiss embassy, which handles our diplomatic dealings there in Tehran. It would be the perfect opportunity for her to say, listen, this is that the terror plot's an issue, but Pastor Youssef is a perfect illustration of where you need to change your tacks, where you need to stand up for human rights, where you need to save this innocent man's life. So call today, join that petition. We already delivered it yesterday to the State Department with over 156,000 of your signatures, but we are going to continue adding names to that. Call now, 877-989-2255. Of course, you can also sign up at aclj.org, but join our petition, 1-877-989-2255. When we get back from the debate, we're going to talk a little bit more about Pastor Youssef's case. We're going to talk about this congressional letter to the secretary. We're going to talk about what the secretary could do both domestically and at the United Nations to free this innocent man. We'll also briefly talk about the debate from last night, but we want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110 to be on the air, but sign our petition today, 877-989-2255. Stand up for Pastor Youssef.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Let me just say that I encourage everyone to pray tonight for the safety of Yousef Nardarkhani and for his family, and we hope that this will resolve itself. We hope that in that nation and in that government of Iran, there are reasonable people that realize what an outrage, what an atrocity, what a human rights violation, what a crime it would be for this man not just to be sentenced to death, to even be in jail.
Well, folks, Senator Rubio coming to you from the floor of the United States Senate just a few days ago. Couldn't agree with him more. This is a pretty clear-cut case. We had 2 years of arguments before the Iranian courts, all the way up to the Iranian Supreme Court, where Pastor Yousef was charged with one thing, apostasy. He was convicted to die by hanging for one thing, apostasy. And now, as the world attention turns to Iran, they're embarking on a campaign of confusion. They want to call him a rapist and a brothel owner and other things, a Zionist, a security threat. But we know, because we have the documents and we've posted them up for you at ACLJ.org, that this case is about apostasy. It's about Pastor Yousef's faith in Christ, and it's about his converting others to that faith. And that's why he's sentenced to die. And I have to tell you, Senator Rubio also pointed this out in his speech. It is because of your engagement that this hasn't been carried out yet. It's because of 156,000 of you who signed our petition, made this an international matter, that allowed us to take this story to the media, to bring it to the world's attention, and to really to shame Iran into slowing down this execution. And now we know that it's reached all the way to the top levels of their government. You have President Ahmadinejad who's engaged. We know that Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei is involved in this case. And when it gets to that level, you know that you've got a shot. You also know that the top leaders of this country need to engage. We believe that the president should be speaking out, but at least he did speak through his spokesman. Secretary of State Clinton, not so much. She did make a statement. She did make a statement that condemned these actions. But she did not call for his immediate release, at least not publicly. And we know these meetings with the government of Iran through the Swiss embassy are happening today. It is time for the secretary to speak out publicly. We are going to continue adding names to that petition. Call, join today, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, I want to do this. Because your role has been so pivotal in this, I want to go to more of your calls today. And we're going to start on line three with Hurley. He's calling from Massachusetts. Hurley, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hurley.
Hurley, I think we're having a little bit of trouble with your connection. We'll come back to you. Let's try Patrick on line one in Indiana. Patrick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I just want to say that an encouragement to Pastor Youssef, that his stand reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where they said to Nebuchadnezzar, we will not bow down to your image. God can save us, but if he doesn't, we still won't bow down.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and it reminds me of this exchange that Pastor Youssef had on three consecutive days in front of the court. You know, the judges gave him three opportunities to recant and to save his life, when they asked him to repent, Pastor Youssef's response was, repent means to return, and I ask you, what should I return to the blasphemy that I had before my faith in Christ? And he said, I simply cannot. So I agree with you. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, a good analogy there. And I have to tell you, I have children. I have a wife. If I were in that same situation, would I do the same thing? I certainly hope that I would, but I can't overstate to you how much courage that took, especially living in a regime in a country with the record of Iran. He had to very well know. Remember, this wasn't an international story at that point. He had to believe that by taking those three opportunities and refusing to recant his faith, that he was probably heading to his death in the next few days, and that's still a very real threat. But we cannot forget how real of a sacrifice, how real of a threat that was. Patrick, I thank you for your call. Before I go to the next call, I want to play a clip here from Eric Steckelback. He's going to be on Jordan's show in just a bit here. But he talks about this Iranian regime and the threat that they continue to be to their own citizens, to the people around the world. Let's go ahead and play it. It's soundbite 18.
The Iranian worldview, Israel is only the little Satan. America is the great Satan, and America is the ultimate prize in the Iranian worldview. So carrying out this attack, and what a bold, brazen plot. It shows they do not fear us, and the outstretched hand we've extended to them has been slapped away time and time again. They see the so-called Arab Spring, the unrest in the Middle East, as a divine signal from Allah that their time is at hand. The bullseye is squarely on the U.S.
Eric Steckelback on CBN News talking about the great Satan of Iran. And listen, this has come out in the presidential campaign as well, on both sides, but of course we've seen it more on the GOP side in these debates. Pastor Youssef's case, this is just one example of dozens, literally hundreds, that are there right now. The attorney, Muhammad Ali Dhatka, handling this case, he has 20 other apostasy cases right now. And if he were to go away, we're not sure that any of the others would have representation. So Eric Steckelback is exactly right. The threat here is widespread, it is significant, it is real, and we need to call on our leaders on both sides of the aisle to recognize that. When you have a presidential candidate who is not doing that, you have a real issue. Now, I will say, members of the United States House strongly have come out on both sides of the aisle for this. 58 members of the House of Representatives, led by Congressman Joe Pitts, a Republican from Pennsylvania, and Congressman Heath Shuler, a Democrat from North Carolina, they have come out. They are standing strong for Pastor Youssef, and we encourage all other members to sign on as well. Let's go back to the phones. Before I do that, though, I want to say, now's the time to stand up. This is the day where we know those conversations are happening between Secretary Clinton and the leaders of Iran through the diplomats there at the Swiss Embassy. Call, add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. Think of Pastor Youssef's wife. Think of his two young children. If you were in that position, would you want someone halfway around the world who has their freedom, who has the right to believe as you choose? Would you want them to stand up for you? Do the same for Pastor Youssef today. 877-989-2255. Let's go to Steve from Washington, calling on line six. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I want to encourage listeners out there that haven't signed a petition, because this is a petition to sign, because it shows the Arab world and Iranians that if you sign this petition for one man, you'll sign anything. And especially men, anybody used to stick your neck out. I used to be afraid to sign petitions, but all the stories that are in the news today, the Arabs are pushing against the West because of our administration. You need to get this. You're right. This now's the time. This is the best one. This shows that if you stick up for one man, you'll stick up for anything.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Steve. And, you know, we hear this a lot that you know, folks may be afraid to put their name on paper because, they're afraid of possible recourse. But listen, this is the fundamental freedom that we have in this country. We're petitioning our Secretary of State. She represents us. It is up to us to defend those liberties that we have today. And I would say this to you, Steve. A secondary reason that it's important to sign this petition, to stand up for those being persecuted around the world, is there is no guarantee that we're not next. Just because we feel relatively safe in this country, we have fairly robust freedoms. I'm telling you, these are shades of gray. This is a creeping threat. And the threat might be around the world right now or across the world, but it could be on these shores next. And if we don't stand up for those that are being persecuted now, who's going to stand up for us if it comes to us? I agree with you, Steve. Let's try to get another call in before the break. Let's try to go back to Hurley calling from Massachusetts on line 3. Do we have Hurley now?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I've been listening to you for some time, and we've been working with the Brazilian Portuguese-speaking language people here in the Boston area, calling the programs, the Christian program, and asking people to sign up. And one thing that we need to pray for, actually two things, is one is that Christ will keep the memory alive on the pastor memory and his heart, that he is with him all the time, as he has been. And if Christ is the Lion of Judah, and he is with him, he has the Lion of Judah with him. He has nothing to fear of all the other lions roaring around. The other thing I want to bring that to our memory is that none of us, we have to be aware of the reality, and the enemy is in the world, and if we are here in the world, he's operating. So, but
yep.
Vision is that faith is we have the vision that,
Yeah, I agree with you, Hurley, and I'm only cutting you off because I'm under a minute here to go and need to pitch into this break. But I agree with you. One of the things that we've said right up front, the most important thing that you can do is stand with Pastor Youssef and his wife and his family in prayer. As fellow believers or as believers of other faith, just freedom-loving people, we have an obligation to stand with those who are being persecuted. So you're right. That's step one. Step two, engage. Speak out. Do something about it. Join our petition, 1-877-989-2255. Listen, tomorrow could be too late. I know we've said that a lot, but that's how it works in Iran. Sentences are carried out before verdicts are released in many, many cases. Stand up for Pastor Youssef, 877-989-2255. We'll be back in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back into the broadcast, everyone. Than Bennett coming to you from our studios in Washington, D.C. Listen, Jesus Freak, I have to tell you, that is going to be what Pastor Youssef is remembered for. You want to talk about having a legacy. We're working for Pastor Youssef's freedom, and we ultimately believe that that's going to happen. But I think that he's earned that title already, don't you, Jesus Freak? I think it's an appropriate thing to play as we come back. Listen, I want to talk to you about something that we haven't focused on quite as much when we've been talking about Pastor Youssef's case, and that is what we're doing behind the scenes at the United Nations, and frankly, what one of our asks of Secretary Clinton is. The United Nations, the Human Rights Council, the Organization for the Islamic Cooperation, the High Commissioner for Human Rights, all of these entities within the United Nations exist specifically and in many cases solely to protect people like Pastor Youssef, yet almost all of them have been exactly silent on this. Listen, there is a special rapporteur for human rights responsible only for the country of Iran. Only for human rights in Iran. If Pastor Youssef's case is not something that falls solely into that mandate, I'm not sure what is. We haven't heard from that special rapporteur. He has not visited Iran since this case came to light. He has not spoken with Pastor Youssef or spoken out about his case. He should be doing that. And as our lead diplomat in the United States, Secretary Hillary Clinton should be insisting that that special rapporteur take up this case. That's one of the things we're doing behind the scenes. We sent a letter to the United Nations indicating all of the support that we have for you all, asking her to specifically engage these entities. If the United Nations Human Rights Council cannot speak out on this, there is no reason for them to exist. They need to speak out now. We're going to continue to push those lines of communication. Let's go back to the phones. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Ron on line 5, calling from Missouri. Ron, welcome to JSecular Live.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call. I would urge you to notify everybody on the broadcast that the petition signage is being manned 24 hours a day, and that I would urge all of the listeners, especially all of the Christians and the Jewish believers, to get 5 of their friends to call in or register their name on this petition, because our government only responds to an uprising. And if our leaders do not have the political courage to fight for religious protection and freedom, like you said, we could be next. My cousin has been a missionary in Africa and in Romania, Herzegovina. Presently just got back from a tour in South France, where he's been ministering against sex trafficking, which is a worldwide epidemic.
Right.
They told me that the Bosnia-Herzegovina war, that they had to minister to people that were in torture camps and rape camps. It was just like Nazi Germany. So,
right. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more, Ron. And let me just say this. Let me echo your thoughts about engagement, getting churches involved, getting neighborhoods involved, families involved. This thing really has gone viral because of you, because of our members. You have seen Jay and Jordan on the media repeatedly. They've been on Fox News. They've been on CBN. They've been all over. And it's great work on their part, but it is your engagement that has made these national media outlets take notice. It is your engagement, your signing the petition, you're talking to your friends and family that has allowed us to bring the world's eyes onto the case of Pastor Youssef. You know, we can't do this on our own. And let me just speak to the congressional involvement. It is the engagement of their voters, their constituents, that has created this bipartisan letter that 58 members of Congress have signed. Keith Ellison, a Muslim, standing up for a Christian pastor in Iran. John Lewis, one of the most liberal members of the United States House. He has now signed on board. This is not a partisan issue, but it is because you all, ACLJ members, these members' voters, their constituents, have signed up that this has become a national international case, rather. And Jordan, who's done a lot of the work on this, he's been pretty much round the clock on these media interviews, and frankly, that's why I'm talking to you today. He just returned from one of those. A little out of breath, probably, Jordan. You've been running like crazy. But it's the international attention on this that has really kept Pastor Youssef alive.
Listen, we're in a totally different ball game now. With all the news that happened yesterday involving the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and their terror plot in Washington, let me tell you the game-changing moment that is. You know, Eric Holder said we will be holding Iran accountable, specifically the branches of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. He did, though, stop short of saying that it was the Ayatollah or President Ahmadinejad that approved this. He said, we don't have confirmation that it went that high up. We know it was part of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Here's what's interesting about that and why I think we have such a time of urgency right now when we're talking about Pastor Youssef. Here's why. Because of this move by the U.S. government bringing charges against Iranian Revolutionary Guard officials, but also leaving the door open for the Ayatollah and President Ahmadinejad to rout out these criminals from within their midst. I mean, it's not that they'll necessarily do it, but he did. We have to remember that the Ayatollah, in light of the negative international attention, super negative attention now on Iran, a regime that was planning to, or their military force planning to assassinate an ambassador from Saudi Arabia, blow up the Israeli embassy right here in Washington, D.C. You know, this is scary for all of us who live here when you think about it. We've been talking about these Iranian issues a lot, that we got Iranian agents crossing the border, you know, and working with Mexican drug cartels. Maybe Rick Perry should rethink whether or not there should be a border fence. Well, we could talk about that, have that in another discussion. But confirmation again, folks, again, Iran's on that border. But the Ayatollah could step in and say, you know what, with all the international attention, he could do something that maybe shifts it a little bit to say, you know, listen, I didn't know what this was going on. And by the way, we've released Pastor Youssef. Now, there's a lot of media confusion. I've been dealing with it all morning, all night. We get emails all day. Where is this in court? This is Iran. The best thing you can do is talk about it, tell your friends about it, and pray. The court system's not like ours. It can shift from right now. Our latest confirmation is that the Ayatollah they've asked him to make this decision. There were new reports yesterday in Fox News that there's been a retrial issue. All that really said was an old report, and there already was a retrial. The only possible new news is some sourcing saying that if he was to be convicted of the death penalty, he may get another appeal. But again, this is Iran, folks. We just need to keep acting as if this is a last-moment discussion. I'm sure Than brought it up as well. Hillary Clinton is meeting now with all of these Iranian officials through other sources because of this terror plot. This is the time to just get Pastor Youssef out. This needs to be on the table. I mean, this should be part one to say, hey, before we really come down on you, which we're going to, give us some reason not to totally destroy your regime, or just tell Israel, by the way, go fire up your jets, because why wouldn't Saudi Arabia now step in the way? You need to call now, because this is a moment of opportunity. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. Will you call now, folks, and stand with Pastor Youssef? This news out of Iran, you know, first my stomach sank. I said, oh no, this is going to be very difficult for him. But then I thought about it. Wait, the Ayatollah could step up and say, hey, we're going to get rid of these guys who tried to assassinate the ambassador. And here's Pastor Youssef. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.